I hope I do not get a lot of hate for saying this, but you need to go back to the narcissist who hurt you multiple times before you leave them finally. You need to go back as many times as you need to finally realize that there is no one to go back to. Research shows us that a survivor goes back at least 7 times on an average before leaving the abuser completely and permanently. Sometimes going back to the narcissist is not about rekindling the love or bringing back the narcissist you fell in love with once. It is perhaps about gaining your own closure and letting yourself go through those layers of realization. Let's talk about this further in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, let's try to understand why you need to go back to the narcissist multiple times before leaving them permanently. If that sounds interesting and you're curious about this entire thing, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say and request, your subscription to this channel helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. First things first, by saying that you need to go back to the narcissist, I am not undermining the powerful strategy of going no contact, because that is the only way of dealing with the narcissist. No contact is the first and the foremost step one must take if they want to heal. But at the same time, it's equally important for me to recognize how strong the trauma bond is. Research has described this bond of infinite strength as a Herculean bond, because no matter how much the survivor knows logically about the nature of the abuser or the narcissist, they keep feeling the same way. They are pulled in back and they want to go back, and nothing can explain that. If you are heavily trauma bonded to the narcissist and you're struggling with massive cognitive dissonance, which is the confusion about the real nature of the narcissist and what role you played in the relationship, then approaching it with a mentality of all or nothing is not going to work for you. What does that mean? That simply means you cannot cut the umbilical cord before you are ready. Healing needs time and space. It cannot be done prematurely. If you're still enmeshed, if you're still entangled with the narcissist, no matter how much you try, how much brute force you apply, you will still go back and they'll pull you in like a magnet, and then you will go through the spiral of shaming and blaming yourself for not being able to go no contact. So the understanding that I'm trying to give you here is, if you are like this with a narcissist and then one day you decide I'm going to cut them off, that's it, no exposure whatsoever to them, and then you block them, which is a nice move if you can maintain and sustain that, nice. But if you can't, which you won't in many cases, that is what happens, you will go back. So what is the solution? Well, I have a strategy for you called gradual no contact. You have to establish no contact with a narcissist, but gradually, which means you do not have to cut off the exposure all at once. If you are closing the doors, there are many open, don't close all of them at once. Close one door at a time. How does that look like practically? Well, you can block them on your callers list, but keep them unblocked on your WhatsApp. If you depend on the messaging still and it's like your drug, your dopamine hit, then maybe messaging them or expecting a message and going with the rhythm as much as you can for a certain duration until you can dial down the exposure and make it, let's say, once every 2 days, then once every week. This can also be applied to how much you physically see them, you know, in the real world. If you see them once every day or once in a week or every 2 to 3 days, bring it down to a tolerable level. Maybe once a week, then once every 2 weeks, and then give yourself time. Because I know for sure you will hit the point. The switch will be flipped. The light bulb will go on, and then you will all of a sudden decide to have nothing to do with them. But for that to happen, you have to give yourself the liberty to feel what you're feeling. Meaning, if you want to go back, if you have gone full no contact and now you can't tolerate it, you are having panic attacks, you struggle a lot with anxiety, a lot of questions are coming up, you want answers, you still do not know if they are that bad really, okay, go back. Then it's for sure, it's guaranteed, and I know you know it deep down as well, you will hit the same block. And sometimes we have to hit the rock bottom. Then you will go no contact. And once again, until it's like you're fully satiated and there is no response that gets triggered upon exposure. And it becomes the entire relationship, its reality becomes evident to you, and you, deep down in your subconscious, conclude it's dead for you. The narcissist cannot help but be a narcissist. Sooner or later, they are going to reveal their true self to you. And when they do this in the next cycle that you're going through with them, your receptors will pick that information, and deep down in your brain, you will connect the dots. It won't be as shocking as it was in the beginning. Now you will see more of them for what it is. You will understand, and not only understand, but integrate the fact that they are a pathological liar. They don't love you. That is the biggest thing. And they are a waste of time and opportunities. You slowly, slowly have to go through this fragmented realization so that you ultimately can conclude for yourself that there is no other option for you except to leave this person, and you cannot bring them back because there is no one to bring back. Needless to say, this strategy is not applicable in a case where the abuser is violent and there is an imminent threat, danger to your life. Going back could cause to your life, and it may be a huge danger to your children as well. In those cases, you have to live with the anxiety. You have to feel the feelings. You have to sit with those cravings that you have to go back to feel them, to smell them, to see them, to get closer to them. Sit with them, process them with your trauma therapist, work on them, because they are the responses created by your nervous system. They can be handled. But if they are violent, if they're psychopathic or sociopathic, or there is an imminent threat or danger to your life, do not go back. Here is yet another example to understand this strategy better. Let's say I have gained a couple of pounds or kilos that I want to lose now. But if I look at my current lifestyle, it's shitty because all I do is eat, and I eat anything. I don't eat healthy. I don't sleep on time. I do not move at all. I do not exercise. And then all of a sudden, one day, I am like, oh, I need to lose all of this. I need to change my entire life all at once. And that means I need to stop eating what I'm eating. I need to start eating healthy. I need to start exercising. I need to start sleeping at time and all that. Do you see how overwhelming that is? And it's impossible. I won't be able to sustain that. I may be able to do this for 2 to 3 days, but it's a given that I will have a crash at the end of it, and I may end up eating a big whole pizza. Why? Because I am conditioned to living a certain way. My dopamine centers work a certain way, and now all of a sudden I take it away. Where would that go? How would I cope? How would my system change so rapidly? Unexpected and unrealistic. The same way, you have been trauma bonded to the narcissist for a long time now, and you struggle with cognitive dissonance. So how would you expect yourself to be okay if all you do is you cut them off and then be quite rigid towards yourself? No, you have to be okay with going back as long as it's safe. And as long as you know you are going to leave them eventually, it's just that you want to see what you know now about them. Let me know what you think about this approach in the comments below. And that was it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're having a nice day so far. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.